Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. So I will be presenting on family planning use among urban poor women in Uttar Pradesh, India. As a presenter, I have no relationships to disclose. So I'd like to begin with a background on Uttar Pradesh. Using the 2005-2006 demographic and health survey that was conducted in India, we see that 21% of the urban population, 21% of 188 million people who live in Uttar Pradesh at that time were living in urban centers. The urban poor have a lower contraceptive prevalence rate of 36% compared to the overall urban population. The total fertility rate was much higher at 3.9 births per woman compared to the urban total of 2.9 births. And the unmet need among the urban poor is also higher. Okay. Yeah, I'm shorter. Can you hear me now? Okay. So looking at the contraceptive method mix, we see that 56% of women in Uttar Pradesh use a contraceptive method, and 42% use a modern method, of which sterilization and condom use are the most common used methods. So given that, given those indicators, we see that the urban poor are worse off, and some of the factors might be related to demand, quality, supply, and access. And as a result of those issues, the Urban Reproductive Health Initiative was established in January 2009, and is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They target in four countries, and these are their main objectives. They integrate family planning services with existing postpartum and post-abortion care services, expanding access and improving quality of family planning services, increasing access through public-private partnerships, creating a sustained demand for these services, and facilitating policy and national programs that will eventually increase access, quality, and use. The program is the initiative operates in four countries: India, Kenya, Nigeria, and Senegal. But I will be presenting data today on India. This is a map of Uttar Pradesh. It's a northern state of India, and the four cities that are marked in red are our intervention cities. They are Aligarh, Agra, Gorakhpur, and Allahabad. And we had two control cities, Moradabad and Varanasi. So our project, the Measurement, Learning, and Evaluation Study, has been tasked with undertaking an impact evaluation of the Urban Reproductive Health Initiative. And the evaluation is a longitudinal study design in the four intervention and two comparison cities I just showed. And its main purpose is to measure program impact. In each of the cities, in order to identify the slum populations, they conducted satellite imagery, followed by ground truthing, where staff actually go into the slum populations to identify and certify that these are slums. This eventually created a final sampling frame where we selected households for slums and non-slum populations. A unique feature of this study is that it has a large sample size of several households and women in each city, and hence it is a representative sample of each of the cities of Uttar Pradesh. For this study, we carried out surveys, household-based surveys, of 3,000 currently married women aged 15 to 49 in each city, 1,500 men in each of the intervention cities, so only four of the cities, followed with over 100 service delivery points were also interviewed, and audits were taken of them, and these include health facilities and pharmacies as well. As I mentioned, it's a representative sample of the population of the city with a slight oversample of the slum populations. And today I'll present on the baseline data that was collected earlier this year. And there'll be a midterm and a follow-up study, a follow-up surveys conducted in 2012 and 2014. This is an example of what goes on in the field. It's program staff trying to map a slum neighborhood in Agra. And it's Indranagar is the name of the neighborhood. They map out all the households, identify which households have pregnant women, postpartum or breastfeeding women, and also identify homes where they can target family planning messages. So this is an example of how it's conducted in the field. So moving on to the data that we have, our primary outcome variable of interest is women's current contraceptive use, which has been categorized in three different ways. We have any method used, so women who are using a modern or traditional method versus not using any method. It's a dichotomous variable. Among those who are using a method, we've categorized them as using sterilization, condoms, other modern method, or traditional method. And then we also used the fertility intentions and identified unmet need for modern methods. And this included whether a woman, so a woman is categorized as having an unmet need for a modern method if she does not want to get pregnant and is currently not using a modern method. The key independent variable was wealth index divided by quintiles, and it's an index developed from 27 household assets. Some of the control variables we included in our analysis are the age of the woman, the parity, religion, caste, education, and the spouse's work. And the primary research question we asked are poor urban women, women within the two lowest wealth quintiles, less likely to use family planning than women than their wealthier counterparts, controlling for these other control variables. So we conducted bivariate and multivariate analysis on representative samples of the city. They were weighted. And we performed analysis separately on the stump samples as well. So my presentation today will basically give you an outline of what the current use of family planning is within each city. And then we'll focus on Aligarh and look at how the current use of family planning is divided for the full sample and the slum sample. We chose Aligarh because it's the largest city. It has a large slum population and a very high unmet need. We'll present bivariate and multivariate findings for Aligarh and then compare that to the other five cities briefly. So this pie chart basically shows a percent of current use of family planning by all the six cities. And overall, they're generally pretty similar. We'll look at the modern use, traditional use, and non-users, and we see the non-use of method ranges from 34% in Allahabad to 43% in Aligarh. Modern methods range from 38% in Aligarh to 53% in Varanasi, and traditional methods range from 9% in Varanasi to 19% in Aligarh. This graph shows the percent of women using modern and traditional methods by the five wealth quintiles for the full and the slum samples. And the top graphs are the top colors, the red and blue at the top, refer to traditional methods, and the bottom graphs are the modern methods for both the full and the slum sample. We see that generally the poorest are less likely to use any method of contraception, and the trend goes up higher, so the richest are more likely to use methods. And this trend is similar for the full and the slum sample. Now we focus on contraceptive method mix only among those who are users. So among those who are users, we look at the wealth quintiles. We look at their contraceptive use across wealth quintiles for the city of Aligarh. We see generally that traditional methods and sterilization, so the top and the bottom colors, the purple and the blue, decline with increasing wealth quintiles. However, condom use increases, which is the red, increases with wealth quintile as you proceed from the poorest to the richest. So we look at now we look at where and how the women access these methods of contraception. And so we'll look at the poorest users. So these are the women in the lowest wealth quintiles. And we see that most of them are accessing their family planning methods from the public sector. And we compare that to the richest users, and we see that they are mostly accessing their family planning methods from the private sector. Generally, husbands are the ones providing condoms, and we also note that they tend to provide some of the other modern methods, and which mostly might be including pills, because pills fall in the other modern methods. We now turn our attention to unmet need for modern methods, and we compare overall unmet need and unmet need for modern methods by wealth quintiles for the city of Aligarh. We note that unmet need is highest among the poorest, almost 40% overall unmet need, and it tends to decline by wealth quintiles. And the upper yellow and pink graphs um, are are made to denote unmet need for limiting, and the bottom is for unmet need for spacing. We see that the unmet need for spacing is generally similar across the wealth quintiles and for both overall and modern, but the unmet need for limiting is much higher. The difference is much higher when you compare the overall and modern methods of contraception. That means that a lot of women are using traditional methods to limit childbearing. We then conducted multivariate analysis, and here we're looking at the odds ratios of any user family planning method, and we compared the poorest, we compared them across wealth quintiles for the full sample and the slum sample. And we see that the poorest are less likely to use any family planning method compared to their richest counterpart. And this is statistically significant in the full sample as well as the slum sample. Here we look at the unmet need for family planning. Again, comparing the different wealth quintiles for the full sample and the slum sample. And we see that the poorest are more likely to have an unmet need for family planning than their richest counterparts. And this is statistically significant only for the slum samples. So a summary of findings from the other cities that we didn't talk about in detail here. Generally, the type of use among the modern methods is similar across all the cities. There's less use of condoms in modern methods among the poorer and more use of sterilization and traditional methods. Also, the source of methods is very similar to what we saw in Aligarh, where the poorest are mostly accessing their methods of contraception from the public sector, and the richer tend to use the more private sector. So here is a summary of the logistic regression findings on the effect of wealth and outcomes from all cities, and I'll walk you through this graph. We'll focus first on the first two columns, where we look at the odds ratios of any user family planning for the full sample and the slum sample, and all the cities are mentioned here. Generally, overall, the poorest are less likely to use any family planning method compared to their richer counterparts, and This is similar for all the cities and for the full and slum sample. The plus denotes that they are statistically significant, and the NS denotes that they are not significant. However, this trend where any family planning use, where the poorest are less likely to use any family planning use, is significant for both populations, the full sample and the slum sample, in only three cities, Aligarh, Moradabad, and Varanasi. We now focus our attention on the last two columns, where we look at the odds ratios for unmet need for modern family planning use, comparing the poorest wealth quintiles to the richest wealth quintiles across all six cities. In general, there is a higher unmet need among the poorest compared to the richest across all cities and for both the full and the slum sample. However, this trend is significant in both samples, only in two cities, Agra and Varanasi. So a summary, basically, of our findings. The poorest are less likely to use any family planning method. They range from 42.5% to 60% across the cities. The richest are more likely to use family planning methods, and they range from 67% to 71.5%. Unmet need is much higher among the poorest across the cities compared to the richest. The poorest primarily use sterilization and traditional methods, and these are accessed from the public sector. The richest primarily use condoms and other modern methods, and they access that from the private sector. A strength of the study I mentioned earlier is a large representative sample at each of the city levels, and we can look at the populations by slum and non-slum residents. A limitation is there's self-reported bias, as the women reported their contraceptive use, and the sample only includes currently married women. This is a photograph taken from an urban slum in Uttar Pradesh, and this basically I just wanted to show are the people we interview and the families we're trying to target through our program. So in conclusion, The urban poor, the slum dwellers, have a high unmet need for family planning, especially in limiting family planning use, and have a much greater need for modern methods. Hence, we think that programs should focus on groups with this high unmet need and direct the use of their resources in providing long-term permanent methods. And the end result will be improved health outcomes for urban populations, including improved maternal and newborn survival. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, my oil
pill is not. Oh. Popular in the, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Because they are trying to introduce it for the last 15 years.
I see.
Right.
I'm not sure. I guess that's what the program is trying to identify and to target, because we see that sterilization is a method they use more commonly. Yeah. Yes.
The non-significance book. It looked like there appears to be no difference between the poor and the rich in terms of unmet need and use of contraception. I was wondering what contextually is affecting that, and if you're controlling for service availability, or if you can speculate a little bit about why they're not different.
You're talking about Moradabad and Allahabad? Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why these particular cities, but the trend is generally the same. So they're generally the poorest are less likely to use a method and have a higher unmet need.
The differences aren't significant.
Right, they're not significant. I'd have to ask the program directors to identify what the reasons are.
Hi.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Can you clarify a little bit more the difference between the traditional and the modern methods? I know you said, I know that sterilization falls under the traditional method, but what other methods are classified as traditional and modern, I'm assuming, are condoms and other contraceptives?
Right. I think sterilization is classified as a modern method of contraception. The traditional methods are generally the rhythm, calendar. Those are the more traditional methods. It was rhythm, calendar, and withdrawal. These are the three methods that fall under the traditional ones.
Sorry, can you just say that one more time? What was the third one of the traditional?
Withdrawal. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. They're taking place right now. The moment the baseline survey was conducted and was completed, the interventions have begun. We're evaluating. It's part of the Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, but the Monitoring, Learning, and Evaluation Project is specifically just to evaluate the interventions. So we do not do the interventions. Yes, it's a range. There's community-based interventions specifically targeting the slum populations, but there's also a lot of facility-based interventions and addressing some of the issues around certain methods, maybe stockouts, and also training providers and other healthcare facilities, addressing needs of pharmacies, increasing public-private partnerships. So the five objectives I mentioned at the beginning, those are mainly what they're trying to target through the program. In the back, yes. Yes. Generally, it's pretty similar. I think we had a higher unmet need in our slum population because the DHS does not tend to always include them very, very in a representative sample. So our slum populations had a much higher unmet need than the overall urban population for DHS. Yes.
More?
Yes.
I'm fascinated by the fact you have highest poor status in slum areas. I just was wondering how do the rich people in slum areas do compared to the rich people in non-slum areas?
There are very few rich people in the slum areas. There's hardly anybody that fall within the highest wealth quintiles. So, and the wealth quintiles are really based on 27 household assets and whether they have these household assets. So there are a few people that fall in the slum population that come in the highest wealth quintile, but that's very rare. So most of them are in the non-slum populations. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name's Marissa.
Hi. Yes, definitely. That's why we've interviewed 1,500 men in each of the cities, and they definitely are part of the intervention. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it back.
Thank you.